So we had a pretty eventful last week. First of all, I think last time we talked to you, Jackson, our ninth grader, had just started quarantine. Oh, he just ended quarantine this last week, which is great. But at the same time, it's been a little interesting. His experience over quarantine is a little mixed. He had some teachers that did a really good job, for example, of just kind of setting the expectation of you're in school today, and now when you start, going to school virtually, what is that experience going to look like? How are you going to get assignments? Here's the Zoom room that you're going to dial into, all that kind of stuff. Some teachers were really good at that. Some teachers we didn't hear from at all. Around Woodbury Central, we're one of those schools that I'm sure you've heard this, but we're one of those schools that's encouraging students to move in their classroom every 15 minutes. So they cannot contact trace and avoid quarantining, which is interesting.
Can you talk a little bit about the sort of philosophy behind the moving?
It's such an interesting question. I mean, the logic behind moving is there's a couple of arguments, and one is you'll hear people say to keep kids in school. What I hear though is that first of all, not only is it logistically very difficult to actually move a classroom every 15 minutes, considering that they're only 45-minute classes. If you're going to move every 15 minutes, kids are literally moving twice during their class period. Teachers are saying that it takes 15 minutes of instruction time away from each class, considering that they have to clean. Like, logistically, it's very difficult. But the logic for somebody that's saying, here's why it's important to move every 15 minutes is, you'll hear people say that they want to keep kids in school. They want to keep kids in school, and it's part of a number of mitigation strategies that the school is taking to promote safety, which is actually counter to all the medical experts. But again, I mean, this is, as a parent, it flies in the face of what the medical experts are actually saying, that it actually increases the risk. You'll hear silly arguments like movement in the classroom is good for their brain. Kind of equating, I'm sure you've seen studies in the past where just physical activity obviously is good for your brain. So those are some of the arguments that are being used to promote movement in class. Why this had to be important in the middle of a global pandemic is news to me, but those are some of the things that you'll hear. They want to keep kids in school. They think it's more safe, and there's a physical activity component to it. No, I mean, again, already we're one of those schools that is not requiring masks. So not only do we have kids that are maskless, but now where teachers were already a little bit on edge because masks weren't going to be required, they're now maybe even more so on edge because not only are they not required, but now we're going to move them around the room and within the hallways. And just, it's asking teachers to do one more thing that, frankly, I think we ask teachers to do enough as it is. Let's cut them a break.
I mean, are a lot of people not wearing masks? I mean, students and teachers?
Yeah, so I've asked, again, like preparing for my school board meeting tomorrow, I've asked a lot of kids on the middle school, high school side what's pretty typical. It varies widely by teacher. You'll have some teachers where everybody does wear masks. They'll certainly enforce it within their own classrooms. And then on the flip side, you'll have two or three kids within the class of 20 to 25 that are wearing a mask. So, like my son, for example, he has 7 periods throughout the day. Two teachers require masks. Oh, three teachers require masks, and the other four, he's one of two or three kids in the class that's wearing a mask.
So, but you're in the the elementary, right? In where you are, they're not, are they not doing that?
The same moment that they were presenting this to the high school, they presented it to us. And the elementary staff said, no, absolutely not. We're not doing that. And that was it. Our principal was like, okay. And now, like, there was no further discussion, but on the other end of the building, it's quite the deal. Which I guess I'm supposed to only speak as a parent, not necessarily a an employee. So, but it's easy. I mean, as a parent, my child has expressed to me, let me put it that way, that it's quite a mess on that end.
So they get up and they move around the classroom. Is that what they do?
I mean,
They move out
yeah.
of the classroom. They like go out into the hallway. Like quote unquote going to the bathroom. Like I've heard some of them say, like they're going to the bathroom, and then come back a couple minutes later.
Because I know sometimes in schools I've heard nearby they'll just like move in the classroom and like clean off their desk and move and separate from the people they were near or something like that, but
That's what this is. To break up that.
they are going out in the hallway,
Oh, they are going out into the hallway.
but they do have an A, B, and C seating chart, or at least that's what's being proposed. So, so you're sitting in seat A right now, and then when we move, now you're going to move to seat B and then seat C, with really the goal of making sure that you're not sitting next to the same
Person.
people. Yeah.
Have you guys had any more cases or needs for quarantine at the school?
Yes, my daughter has a classmate in fifth grade that's quarantining right now. Actually, two fifth graders are quarantining right now because a staff member in elementary tested positive. And this person is a para and was working closely one-on-one with these kiddos for more than 15 minutes at a time. So she's due to be back tomorrow. She was pretty sick. She's due to be back tomorrow, and the other kiddos though, they can't be back for a while. Like I think it's a whole nother week.
Do you think it's gotten worse, or is it kind of like kind of at a continuous low level where you keep hearing about these things?
Worse as in cases in our school? Well, I mean, again, speaking as a parent, my child has told me that there are kids that are out that are waiting for test results, but that's not being reported to the school as far as I know. So there's other teachers who have said that as well. That there are kids that aren't there for a few days because they're waiting for test results.
We don't have very many reported cases, but
Right.
we're also, I mean, also a small school, so one case here, two cases here
Yeah.
can make a big difference.
How many kids are in the school? Five
We have 550 total enrollment, K
K
through
through
12.
12, yeah.
So yeah, it wouldn't take.
No. And that being said, like that was the point of in trying to get masks mandated because we are, it's an old building, we're not able to physically be 6 feet apart. So
Both or one of your kids learn at home?
yes, I would. Definitely. Donnie's nodding his head, I think.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier that
Yeah.
we would explore any option, really.
Yeah.
Open enrolling somewhere else, teaching kids at home.
And I just want to be clear that it's not because I don't love the staff at Woodbury Central. It's not that. It's the policies put in place just don't seem to be for the greater good and for the health and safety of our students. They seem to be politically driven, so very hard.